start and I'll stand so that my voice can project a little more, because I am one of the more soft-spoken people. My name is Lena Bandy. I am the president of the California Council of Blind Students. And I currently attend Cal State Fullerton, however, I'm transferring to CSUN, Cal State Northridge, due to the commute. Yes.
Come to the valley.
Hey. And I am majoring in Spanish and considering a double major in psychology.
That's pretty ambitious.
So what I'm going to do is go to my right. We'll start with introducing the board, and then I want to hear who everyone is, because I'm so excited. I heard new voices this morning.
Cool.
So I would like to hear your name, chapter, or, you know, whatever you want to say about that, and as well as if you are a student, college major, etc. And if you're not a student, something interesting about yourself.
Cool.
Or if you were a student, you can tell where you graduated from and major.
Or maybe employment background or something like that.
Yeah, whatever works. Yes, please.
Okay, I'm Artis Bazin. I'm treasurer for the California Council of Blind Students. And I got my master's in education in 1998, so it's been a while since I've been a student. But I like assisting students.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Juan Nguyen. I'm the vice president of CCBF, California Council of Blind Students. I'm finishing my third year at California State University, Sacramento, majoring in physics with a concentration in atomic and nuclear physics, and a minor in mathematics. And I am working really hard, living day and night, trying to work with all these problems. And I enjoy it a lot, despite the challenges and the difficulty and for which I have become. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Linda Perel. I'm liaison from the CCB board to CCBS. And it's such a pleasure to be working with this group. I have a master's in social work that I got back in the days of large print electric typewriters. And more recently, I got licensed in the state of California, and I have a license in Massachusetts. So I told a friend I'm licensed in two states, and he said that's probably better than being wanted in two states. And I actually am now a student, because this year I am taking a year-long course to become a life coach, and I'm about to open my own practice.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lisa Cushman. I'm the Secretary of California Council of Blind Students. I got my master's in counseling in 2005 with concentrations in rehab counseling and marriage family therapy. And I am currently studying for my license to become a licensed marriage family therapist. And I'm from the Bay Area.
Brian McCallan, I'm from Livermore, California. I graduated from San Francisco State in 2009. My major was radio and TV, and my emphasis was broadcast journalism, and my minor was in theater.
How do you spell your last name? And I'm probably going to ask a lot of you guys that, because I've got to get it for the minutes. So.
McCallan, McCallen. And the Brian is with an I.
B-R-I-A-N. Okay, terrific. Thanks.
Well, she's certainly not going to have any trouble with my name.
She just put W-C.
Yeah.
Oh! My name is Warren Cushman, and it's obvious I'm Lisa's husband. And I actually was president of the Blind Students of California about 15 years ago.
Okay, my name is Monique Bocorle, and I'm from the San Diego Bell Club chapter, and I'm vice president over there.
How do you
spell McCorley?
Capital M-C.
M-C.
Capital C-O-R-L-E-Y.
Awesome, thanks.
My name is Clotilde Lawson. I'm from Sacramento. And my favorite thing to do is I'm a foster parent. I'm the name of adopting the children. I have 21 children.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
21.
And how do you spell your first and last name?
C-L-O-A-T-T-I-L-L-E.
Larson?
Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N.
Oh,
my name is Trudy Ross, T-R-U-D-E-R-O-S-S. And in the 70s, I went to college and got my early childhood education. I've had daycares. I've taught kindergarten, preschool, and such. And did many jobs, but it's been a while.
My name is Jody Patchy. And I'm the education chairperson for CCB, and I have a master's degree in French and International Studies from the Monterey Institute of International Studies, and that was way back in 1980, yeah. And I'm currently a vendor for 30 years.
My name is Jennifer
Hayes,
and I'm from Colorado, and I have a
How do you spell your name?
K-I-M-B-R-L-Y.
Kimberly?
Nat. K-N-T-P.
How, can you spell your last name in one more time? I'm sorry.
K-N-A-P-P.
Nat.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
And what did you say? I went to school a long time ago. That's it.
My name is Robin Hatchie. I'm currently a student at the California School for Blind Balance to take a lonely junior college course. I don't have a major yet. And I'm graduating from the California School for Blind in this school.
I'm Tom.
Yeah.
I'm currently a senior in high school, but I've already started taking some college classes and have signed up to go to the Frank Brown School College next year. But with plans to get a degree in psychology.
Andy, are you A-N-D-I?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. And Robin, are you R-O-B-Y-N?
I am.
I am. Okay.
Like the bird.
Yeah, I'm Joe Xavier, and I work for the Department of Rehabilitation.
Thank you for coming.
My name is Anthony Cicero. I'm a member of the Burbank Chapter. The BA in Northridge. I'm presently attending Glendale Community College to obtain a certificate in alcohol and drug studies, and that's it.
Jim Chamberlain, Glendale Burbank Crew.
How do you spell your last name?
C-H-A-M-B-E-R-L-A-I-N.
Awesome.
And about any schools? So, maybe.
Right. Would you introduce yourselves, please, and if you're students, what your major is, and if you were students, what your major was?
I'm Connie Bateman, and I am not a student. I teach English as a second language to adult students. When I was a student at San Francisco State University, my major was special ed, and I was like teaching for them to the teachers and their students, and that's, I did that before. I was a teacher in Michigan for about 8 or 9 years.
Awesome.
I'm Ron Bateman. I'm a retired special ed teacher, and I'm married to Connie.
Okay.
Did
I hear some new people?
Yeah, we have 7 new people.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
There's two more chairs out there.
introduce yourself and either if you're a student, what your major is in college, or if you're in high school, whatever it is, and also if you were a student, what your major was.
R-U-S-T-O-M?
Yeah.
And tell me how you spell the last name again.
K-A-Z-A-K?
Sorry, we have no microphone, so it's hard to hear everybody.
And we have conditional stuff.
How do you spell your last name, Michelle?
Y-O-O.
Dick Silva?
Vic.
Sorry about that. S-I-L-V-A?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I'm Daniel Winnie. Winnie is spelled W-I-T-T-E.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
I'm a sophomore in high school.
Is Richard here too?
No, Richard's here.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So welcome. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
I don't know. Is that everyone?
If you want to volunteer.
Sure.
I'm Megan, and I'm one of the.
What's your last name, Megan?
Winfield. It's W-I-N-F-I-D-L-E.
Great. Anybody else? How do you spell your last name, Rob?
S-C-H-U-L-E-N-U-R-T.
Great.
All right. Huh? Okay. So we have everyone? Awesome. So welcome to all. The first thing we're going to do is a quick business meeting. So, Lisa, would you please read the minutes from the March board meeting?
Sure. March 2012. All right. Tuan brought the meeting to order at 8:13 p.m. Present Tuan Yen, Lisa Cushman, Linda Perel, Ha Dan Chu. Treasurer's report. The ending balance is $1,072. Tuan will make a mental note to get the money to Lisa for legislative seminar. Ha Dan said that if the treasurer is not here, the treasurer should have sent it to the president and the vice president. The board approved the treasurer's report. Braille B. From what he knows, we are supposed to be from what Tuan knows, we are supposed to be brainstorming questions. Linda has a good friend in Boston who hopes to be part of the Braille Challenge and to be part of Braille Games. She will come up with Braille questions. Ha Dan Chu, bless you, brought up Uno in Braille and Braille Bingo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
Yes?
Go ahead.
Oh. Can I continue, or do you want to say something?
Go ahead. No.
Oh, do you need any clarification?
No.
He was just commenting.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
Linda's sense of the event is that we will play games associated with learning Braille. Ha Dan Chu has a friend who has Hangman on his Braille and speak. Ha Dan said that the Hadley School for the Blind does Braille activities. Tuan suggested that we have a board call the Monday before convention. Hopefully, Joni can come up with a report. Linda thought that we should email each other with last minute changes. Kadem Chu went to the CCB website and said that the passcode and phone number had not changed. Artis is the chair of the membership committee. Juan thought that David Jackson was still the chair of the membership committee. But Linda told the board that Artis was now the chair. Kadem Chu talked.
Lisa's great on details.
I know. They always have some kind of humor.
I'm glad people are having fun. Our meeting should be fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Kadem Chu talked with Donna, who said that we should talk to the membership committee. Lisa said that she would let Ed know about the problem with the phone number and the passcode. Juan asked Lisa to post the Braille B in the connection. Lisa will post the Braille B on Facebook. Kadem Chu will talk to his friend who helps him with the computer. Kadem Chu asked if Juan had received his email. Lisa will send Juan Kadem Chu's email. Welcome party. Linda is going shopping the day before convention and will submit the receipt for reimbursement. She is going to buy styrofoam coolers and ice from the store because it is too expensive to buy from the hotel. Linda will arrive late Thursday morning or late Wednesday night and put some of the supplies in somebody's room. We have a very big room with two long tables. It is much bigger than the room we had in Los Angeles. There will be a table out in the hallway for ticket taking. We want people from both groups to come at 1 o'clock to help set up. John Ross is bringing a roll of tickets. The prices for the welcome party are 6 ahead of time and 8 at the door. 2 tickets gets you 1 glass of wine or 1 beer. Everybody starts off with 2 tickets. Juan suggested that someone pick up the tickets. If we have a whole new environment for the tickets, we will not get them stolen. Juan suggested that we put a garbage can near the bar. Tickets are $1 each. Everybody gets 2 tickets as part of their admission. If you want any beverages after you use up your tickets, you have to buy more tickets for $1 each. Lisa posted an event that Richard Ruida will do on May 11th. Kadem Chu talked about Capital Day, May 15th. Washington Seminar. Lisa made a short report about Washington Seminar. Lisa said that at Richard Ruida's program, they are planning to have someone speak from CCBS. Kadem Chu said that we should have someone in Northern California speak. Juan asked Lisa to resend the notice. Juan adjourned the meeting at 8:59 p.m.
Okay.
That was super
interesting. That was interesting. Okay. So do we have a motion?
I move that the minutes be accepted as
read. I have a question.
Second.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got that. A second, and now discussion.
I just had a question. I don't understand what you were referring to when it came to phone number and password.
Okay, so I believe correct me if I'm misunderstanding. I believe it's the our board conference call information.
That's my interpretation.
I have contacted them about that, and they've been working on the main website. So that's what I had been told that they were working on the main website first. So I will contact them again and see what's up. They're referring to the fact that we have a conference call number that has changed.
Oh, okay.
Partially due to the fact that the number no longer works. Okay.
Donna now knows about it too.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor of accepting the minutes as read, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. So, do we have a treasurer's report?
Yes. Beginning balance was 1072. We paid national dues for the American Council of the Blind Students for $65. And that was for 13 members and one life member we did not pay dues for. And which left our ending balance at 1007 is our ending balance. And we did collect $80 in cash at the welcome party, which I'll be depositing. It was a total of 160 cash. We now gave half of it to the BRLC treasurer. And I've already collected $15 dues today. So, but we do still have an outstanding bill, or two outstanding bills, one for Lisa and one for Linda. So those will be coming out with the treasurer.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept? Or any questions? Okay.
Second.
Cool.
Actually, I have an elaboration. We were told that we made $160 at the welcome party, but that was at the door. That did not count
right.
The sale of tickets.
No. That's what we collected so far. Right.
So I was like, well, and I think Peter told me that they sold 38 tickets. So we're going to have a bit more money than that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can talk to you about that with regard to what I purchased, too.
Cool. Sounds good.
Thanks. Okay. So we have a motion and a second to accept the treasurer's report. So any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, great. Motion carries. Okay, so as to, we don't have too much to do today. We have the delegate choice for fall convention. We have elections of vice president and treasurer, and I would like to bring up a Southern California social for this year.
Lena?
Yes.
I also talked, Dr. Jones would like to do a fundraiser with the students.
Oh.
To do a joint fundraiser with Golden Gate Chapter and the students.
Okay. This is the first we're hearing about that, and that's awesome. So what is he
He hasn't
proposing.
Proposed anything yet, but he wants us to be talking about a possibility of a fundraiser.
Okay.
And I can tell Dr. Jones that we're interested and see where we go from there.
Are we interested?
If we're interested.
Okay. What do you guys think?
Depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is, where
exactly.
It is, and when it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, when or...
I would like...
When or how,
I would love to see Dr. Jones either make a proposition, or I know he's not here, however, I'd love to see him,
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Lena?
Yes?
I'm a member of the Golden Gate Chapter, and Lisa and I can certainly communicate with Dr. Jones and see what he has in mind, and it sounds like what would make sense is for us to talk to Dr. Jones first and see what he has in mind. And then if something concrete happens and it's something that you guys can actually play with, then Lisa can communicate that to you guys.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
That is true. And I'd like to have more communication with him as well, with him and our board. Like, I appreciate what you're saying, and it's very true. And I would like to, since we're going to be working with him jointly, if that goes through, I'd like to... Well.
What Dr. Jones tends to do is delegate, so
okay.
We can talk to him and see what he's thinking. And if he does what he's done in the past, he may delegate, and at that point we can continue the conversation.
All right. So we're open to it. So we need to hear what his proposal is. From what it sounds like it seems like everyone seems like everyone's open to the idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've had several Northern California socials that have been, from what it seems like, growing in size. And I would like to put forward the idea. I know there's a couple SoCal people down in here. As far as what type of, and if other people would attend, that's awesome too. What type of social we'd like to do in Southern California?
First of all, it might be useful to see how many folks from Southern California
yeah.
are in the room.
I am, and of course, my two other chapter members are
yes.
over there.
Yes, and Lena.
Jim and Anthony.
Jim and Anthony.
And then Kadam, too.
And Lena.
Kadam is not
here. Yeah, because
yeah.
we don't want to tell you guys what to do necessarily.
Right, right.
Right.
So this would be in conjunction with the government's
project?
No.
No,
this would be separate.
This is a
separate, yeah.
sorry, this is a separate, a social event to meet, like, what we've done in the past in Northern California is that a group has met at different restaurants and eaten dinner together,
right.
That kind of situation. And in Southern California, one year we had a karaoke event, karaoke and pizza fundraiser. And so, it could be anything, like, you know, going to, like, Griffith Park or somewhere and having a picnic, or doing, you know, going to a restaurant and having food, just a way to socialize and connect in between conventions.
We could possibly even use the Center for Partially Sighted or something, even maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Another room, so I could talk to somebody that works there and see if that would work.
That's yeah, that sounds like a possibility.
Yeah,
yeah it does.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in
Tarzana.
Tarzana.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Burbank or Rosito.
Yeah.
Not Burbank. No.
Okay. Well, we can check that out. You know.
We'll check it out and see what type of.
And bring it up at our next board meeting. Our next
yeah.
board meeting would be the second.
Second Monday in May.
Okay.
Oh. For those who are interested in being part of the BSC listserv, if you'd like to write down, I'm going to give you the email address to subscribe, because that way it sends me an email and I can approve you. And the email address is bsc-subscribe@ccbnet.org.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Yes. BSC-subscribe.
Wait, you're going too fast.
Oh.
BSC.
Dash.
Hyphen. Hyphen.
Okay.
Subscribe. That's SUB. SCRIVE.
Okay, got it.
At ccbnet.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's the best way to stay connected with the student group and, you know, to put anything that, you know, any ideas that you have or any kind of things that you want us to know about as well.
I'm wondering about Litney's Molly approval. I think.
What was that?
What's that?
The email list. When anyone applies, they need to get the moderator approval, right?
Yes,
yeah,
that's me.
That's
me.
That's
why I gave them the email address so that their subscription would come to me and it would make it simple.
We should probably put an article in the BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, as far as I know, the other things left are having our fall delegates, and our convention in fall is the beginning of November in Del Mar.
Actually, the dates were changed, weren't they, Linda?
No, it's going to change. I think November 1, right?
It was, yeah, November 1st through 4th, isn't it?
I thought it was changed when we changed
to
Del Mar.
It moved to the previous weekend.
Oh, did it?
I don't know.
Originally, it was in November when it was going to be in at the Crown Plaza.
Yeah.
But when they moved to Del Mar, they had to change
the
dates. And I can't remember what the dates were.
I'm pretty sure it's the previous weekend, but it doesn't have Halloween in it.
Wait, oh, it doesn't have Halloween in it?
Yeah.
Well, the weekend before Halloween.
Yeah, the weekend before Halloween.
But if I'm not mistaken, I heard D4 said it. November 3rd to the 4th.
I've heard several people say
I don't know.
So.
No, that was,
yeah, see,
that
was
at the Crown Plaza.
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But we had to cancel that.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good
check
tuned.
Your
it's on
you
the... Yeah, I thought it was on the website as well. So, okay. In any case, our convention is going to be in San Diego. And... Do we know before we appoint someone? Do we know who's attending?
I'm attending.
Okay.
I'm attending too.
I am also.
I am too, but I'm going to be a delegate for my chapter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Same
thing.
I'm attending.
Yes. So, I would make a recommendation that Lena, unless she's the delegate for another chapter, that Lena be our delegate. And either Lisa or Twan be our alternate, depending on who's going to be at the fall convention.
Both are. So if you're going to, if we're going to make a motion, then figure out which one. They're both going to be there. I would say if that's going to be the case, because it is Lisa's last term. Because as secretary anyway, that she'd be the alternate.
That would be cool because I may not be able to go to fall conventions after. I may not be going to fall conventions after this.
Oh, after, okay, so you will go to this one.
I'll be going to this one.
Assuming
they're
out.
Assuming
they're,
yeah. Yeah, and unless I get a job.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll, do you want me to make a motion?
Sure.
Okay, I'll make a motion that Lena be our delegate in the fall and that Lisa be our alternate delegate in the fall.
I second that.
There you go. Okay.
Sorry.
Any further discussion?
And only members can vote, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Okay, and all those in favor, myself as delegate and Lisa as alternate for fall convention, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Before elections, I would like to give anyone who would like it the opportunity to join CCBS. Our dues is $15.
And it would be really helpful if I could get, I of course you don't want to give your contact information in front of the whole group, but if right at, maybe we could right after the business meeting, before the Brailby, I could have about 5 to 10 minutes to get people's contact information before we start the Brailby, because it's hard to get people's contact information later once they've joined.
Membership dues are $15 for those of you who don't know that.
Yeah, 15 for 1 year.
Yes?
Yeah. As we have a number of high school students here, could maybe someone from the board take a minute or two to explain who your members are and what the organization does, maybe highlight the mission or notable things from the college.
Okay. So our members are any students, and I believe...
That was interesting.
Yeah, and those interested in, you know, in affairs of students. And for the most part, our last, we just had, were able to send a member of our board, Lisa Cushman, to the legislative seminar, and I've been there as well. our mission is to advocate for the rights of blind students, as well as to, you know, as well as to network and get to know each other and help each other out with the challenges that, you know, like a support system. And our members would definitely include high school students. Oh yeah, and we have membership calls on occasion where we discuss things like, we've had conversations about things like training centers or schools for the blind or descriptive movies, think different issues that would be of interest to students, you know, hiring readers, different topics such as those that all of our members are invited to and encouraged to attend. So that's, you know, that's who we are, and our members are any students. So that, you know, that definitely, we would love to have all of you join us. Are there any questions?
CCB, I don't think they changed the policy. I think they'll be paid for the first time. Do you want it still? I don't think that's changed. Has it loosened? Linda,
what's that?
CCB used to pay the first year students for blind students, but I don't know. I don't think it's changed.
We changed it. We have to pay the membership dues when you become a member.
We also, yeah.
Oh, no, I meant the CCB, a number of years ago, that first-time students, they put their dues paid, but I don't know if that's the case anymore, so.
Well, we voted.
No, because that's what the membership was. So, it looks like it is time for elections, and we are electing a vice president and a treasurer, and as we have no nominating committee, I will open the floor for nominations for the office of vice president.
I nominate Tuan Lien.
Do I accept?
Is there a second?
No, there doesn't need to be a second for nominations. Are there any further nominations?
I move that nomination cease and be informed elected by acclamation.
Is there a second?
Second.
That
might be
another
second.
Yeah, I need to be second. I can't do it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay.
Thank you everyone for your support for the last year, and I continue to work really hard to make GTBS a brighter future. I'm doing it along with my heavy studies, and I love doing it, and I love to advocate on behalf of blind students. And over the year, recently, I came to the state capitol, even though I live in the south and I live in the north, and I represent GTBS for the California School for the Blind, that they think of under the pressures of cutting budgets and all that. So I have the honor to represent CCBS at the state capitol, and I continue to do so over the next year. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, now we are opening the floor for nominations for the Office of Treasurer. Are there any nominations for the Office of Treasurer?
And should you say that the current holder is termed out?
No, she's not turned out.
Oh, you're not turned out.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay,
here.
I'm nominated.
I was like, she's only been here for a year and a half.
People love being treasured.
I mean, if you want to do it, that's perfect.
I know. All right. So I believe you nominated Artis. Okay.
Yeah, I did. That's not a joke. It's a real
nominee. No, I figured that. I was just making sure. Are there any further nominations for the office of treasurer? Are there any further nominations?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Anthony for the office of treasurer.
Thank you for the nomination.
You're welcome. Okay. Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations? Are there any further nominations?
I want the nomination to be closed.
You want it or move it? You move that the nomination.
Yeah, move the nomination too close, yeah.
And the artist be elected.
Okay. All
right.
Nomination,
yeah.
And
so
I'll second.
Take, yeah. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Done. Okay. Any opposed? Any extensions? Okay. Congratulations, artist.
Congratulations.
She's got us set up on PayPal, which was a great step forward.
Yes.
That was a great step forward.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the fall, when people pay dues, people will make use of it.
Yes.
Yeah, anyone that wants to pay dues doesn't have money now, you can pay through PayPal. So.
Yes. All right. So, I believe, who's the calendar person? Linda, that's you, right?
What's that? Calendar savant?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Board meeting for May?
Our meeting for May. let's see. It would be Monday.
14?
Yeah.
May 14?
Monday, May 14.
All right. So, our next board meeting is Monday, May 14th,
yes.
And it will be published on the BSC list. Our board meetings are open.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 7:30?
Correct.
Yes.
And the time will be at 7:30. Is that
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to Capitol Day on May 15th, and I'm coming up the night before. I may not be able to make it.
Huh. Okay.
Okay.
I can tell that in advance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Who else is going to Capitol Day?
Yeah, I am. But I'm going that morning.
You're going that morning.
So can I make a motion to move it to Sunday evening?
I have another call.
I have another call.
That's why we weren't doing it on that Sunday.
Unless we're doing it earlier.
Should we do May
7th? We can do
May
7th.
Yeah, that should be. All
right. So is that a motion?
Monday, May 7th.
Would someone make that motion to put it
Monday?
Right,
the motion?
So move that we move the time of the board meeting.
Okay. To Monday, May 7th at 7:30.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Cool. Any opposed? Any extensions? All right. So our board meeting is Monday, May 7th. And I believe that concludes our business meeting, unless anyone has any questions or anything.
Oh, we need to talk about, according to the minute, there is a reference to Richard Rueda about the...
May 11th. Okay.
Yeah, we need to discuss about that for a little moment.
Okay. So, Tuan, you'd like to speak at that?
Yeah, I live in Sacramento, and I'm more than happy to.
Oh,
yeah. Richard sent a, or Lisa sent a notice to us about a transition program on May 11th, and he would like a member of CCBS to speak, and as Tuan is in the area,
we don't need a motion for that.
No,
we don't need a motion.
No.
You're on.
Sounds good.
All right.
Can I just say one last thing about the welcome party?
Yes.
If anybody who did attend the welcome party and has concerns about it, please bring them to me. I heard some grumbling through other sources. And if there is grumbling, bring it directly to the person who can apologize and fall on her sword.
What was the grumbling about?
The only grumbling I heard was food.
Oh,
oh.
That's it.
Yeah, that was the only grumbling
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and we apologize for that.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, and it's like people are stuck in the mail for such things.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So can I make a motion to adjourn?
Sounds good. I'll second it.
Right.
All right.
All in favor.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning the PSC? I'm still in old fashioned mode. The CCBS business meeting. Say
hi.
Aye.
Any opposed? Attentions? Okay.
Okay, we can move to the audience.
Yes. All right.
10 a.m. Exactly.
You can.
Are we going to have a 5-minute break?
I don't know what time it now.
I don't need to give anybody's names.
Oh. Anybody who wants to join should see me.
How are you, Gil?
Pretty good. How are you, Lauren?
Don't do that.
All right.
All right.
Too bad.
How's the convention been for you?
You guys, how much time do you
have? How's the convention been for you?
No.
Very good.
Oh,
thank you.
You have 2 hours.
I've enjoyed it very much.
Well, as long as you're going to take.
Yeah. I have a lot of
$5.
Yeah. All right.
$15. They don't get SSI yet.
I've got this. Let's
get it on the behalf.
So do you want to come up here?
Yeah, I'm coming up. Yeah,
you want to sit next to me now, huh?
Yeah.
Alright, so I believe. Is it 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost?
Almost.
Five minutes
till.
Joe
Biden?
You're gonna
stay, right?
Dudes.
We can do anything in the next
categories.
You want to sit next to me?
Or you want to have for the membership?
Yeah.
Over here,
let me think about it.
I'm sitting right here.
So we're going to get started in 4 minutes. It's 9:56.
I was sorry for the crackers, but that was the only thing missing.
Yes.
So,
what if you had some short at the minute, you know?
Yeah.
Right, we'd love to have you join.
Even.
Yes, sir. Oh, sure. You can give it to me. Okay, let me see.
She really wants to stay.
That's right. That's
I wish
great.
She'd go to Westlake Joe's
with us.
I was
kind of
too close.
She has. I gave away a 5 earlier, so we'll see if I still have a 5.
So,
I don't have a 5.
Do you want to order one?
I might be able to change with that. This is at the registration table. I'm not sure, but I'm going to see if I can probably
get one. Sure, I'll tell you that.
Would
that be a problem?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay, got it. Yeah, you fold it the same as I do.
Oh, Chapel Hill is North Carolina.
So we know that.
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, Baltimore.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Anthony. And I have your info, which I'll pass on.
No.
Okay. Sounds good. Unless you have already given it to her.
I gave her information, but you know what? I have to be getting an email like that, so
okay.
I'm going to have to do that.
Okay. Now, do you want to subscribe? Okay, sure. Do that.
Yeah, that way. Because I am a member, it's just
right.
Not as connected.
No, right, sounds good. Thanks, Anthony.
I don't think it would
happen.
Okay.
Yes.
Anthony paid dues. Awesome. Thank you, Anthony.
In 300 different ways. You know when you're sitting at those college classes, and when you're just listening to they say the same thing. They have one same underlying moral, but it's repeated at least 500 different ways. And it feels the same way. It's like, okay.
I don't know either. It's not mine.
Okay.
Maybe it's somebody's recording device, I think.
But I don't understand why we didn't get a mic.
Teacher,
if you guys filled it in,
yeah,
you
yeah,
should have
no.
But you should ask before the Braille thing. We should go and ask before the Braille thing.
They won't give it to us, so they wouldn't give us
the yeah, I know, but I wonder if she gave the right name to the group.
She's the little, she's the board member.
Yeah, so, you know, so that would make sense.
Those kind of words
yeah.
For the beginning.
All right.
You have to reach out, but you can make this up right here. That belt, it's for like level 3. Level 3. Teachers, I think I might have some.
Okay,
I only do the hard ones because we know these.
Who won it? It was Lena.
Lisa, I would like to
have
some.
Is your Lena or Lisa?
I'm Lena.
Okay, you're Lena. So it's at 12.
Thank you.
Okay, can I have your attention?
Well, everyone's about to get served.
Not back yet? Okay.
Just to let you know, we are recording this. I got one of our little flash recorders out. We just don't have a microphone.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It wasn't on our schedule, but we were able to give you guys one of the flash recorders, which has built-in mics, and it's recording in surround sound.
Okay.
We did ask for a microphone, but it's okay.
Yeah. This is the best way. I can get you recorded, but just can't get you guys reinforced.
That's what
you're
saying.
Okay.
It's nice of her to send that stuff.
Can I have your attention, please? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone, we're gonna get started now.
We have prizes. Okay. You guys, are you ready?
Listen up, please.
Listen up.
Thank you, Ed.
Hello.
Can you hear my, if you can hear my voice, clap once.
If you can hear my voice, clap twice. Okay. Good idea.
Nice.
Good job, Ron.
Excellent.
Okay, so let me explain what we're going to do today. You guys aren't listening.
Hey, everyone. Can we get your attention? Okay, there's too many people.
Okay. All right. So now what we're going to do is explain how this game is going to work. And this is a fun game. We're just doing it for fun. There's nobody here. I don't think there's any teachers here judging you. There's no, this isn't for to see how much you know, to see how much, you know. It's a more of a game that's an icebreaker to get to know everybody. And since we all have one thing in common, we're all have or know about visually impaired people, and we all, a lot of us know Braille, we decided that we would make it fun and share some questions with you about Braille and about blind people. So there are going to be three categories that you can, in which you can participate, or not. Okay, if you want, these are the categories, and you need to pick only one of them. Okay, so you're going to pick how many of the categories?
One.
Yes, thank you. Okay, now the categories are: the first category is for those people that do not know any Braille, and maybe they don't care to know any Braille, but they'd want to answer some simple questions about blind people. And you can guess at them. They're guessable questions. And if you get it wrong, it's okay. The Easter Bunny came last week and gave me extra jelly beans.
Cool.
Okay, so if you get it wrong, you get jelly beans. If you're hungry and you want to get it wrong first, that's okay with me.
Okay. Do we have more?
Yeah,
more candy.
Oh,
awesome.
Peanut
thank
butter
you.
Cups.
Oh, those are
good.
Those are
good.
Oh, wow.
A bag of Hershey bars.
I want to play.
Okay.
Wow,
oh,
thank you.
The
yeah.
second, more present.
Okay.
Yay.
So, the second category is for those people that are beginning Braille that don't know much Braille. And then just don't know any, you know, very little Braille. They're just beginning and they're just starting to learn a few contractions. Those people will be the next people. The third category are the ones I want to try to stump. The kids have been using Braille for a long time. The adults who have been using Braille for a long time. But you know what? We all get sloppy.
Yeah.
I get sloppy. And sometimes we read Braille that's not proofread. And we see errors that are made that we forget about and gloss over. And then they look like they're right for us. So we have some very difficult words. Not all difficult. But we have some that will stump you, I hope. And so, I want you to think about the three categories and decide which one you fit into. And if you want to just listen, that's okay too. So the front row we're going to keep empty for the contestants, okay?
So those in the front row,
so those in the front row need to move back at least one row, if that's okay with you guys. So we can put everybody in the category, in one line. It's easier to move through the line and see who's next, okay? When you're out, you move to the back line. Move to the back a little ways. Move back a chair.
You come up to the table and get some jelly beans. And
come up to the jelly, we'll give you some.
Yeah, okay.
We'll give you some candy. Okay. So when you go out, you get a consolation prize. So there's no, I don't want any hard feelings. Okay, are you guys ready for this?
Okay.
Hello, is everybody ready?
Okay, so the category for the non-Braille users, if you want to come up.
The non-Braille users who want to answer questions about blind people. You go to the front,
Non-Braille users sit in the front row.
Non-Braille users. Anybody who wants to answer questions about blind people and things, I guess. That's going to be later. Non-Braille is first. No Braille. If you don't know any Braille, come on down.
Okay.
No Braille, come on down.
Okay, listen.
How many do we have?
So you want to come back to wait for another category?
Yes.
You want to go to the...
Okay,
there's two more categories.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
That's okay. That's all right. No problem. They'll be sorry.
Yeah.
This is just a fun time.
Okay. So once again...
Are you going to debate non-users?
Yeah.
Okay. So
how... Yeah.
What do I do?
You can sit right here. You just sit. Take a seat in the front row.
The front row is where the contestants are.
Yes.
Okay, how many contestants do we have?
Okay, so we have five so far.
Five.
Six.
Okay. We got a brave one.
Yeah?
We got a sight of the first in charge.
Hey! All right, the first question.
Okay, listen up. Raise your hand if you know the answer, and I'll come to you and let you know.
Oh, you want to do that? We just go to each person.
Okay, each person?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first person. We'll go for each person.
Okay, so the first person, Kimberly, then.
Kimberly.
This is the question you're going to answer.
Okay.
Is an acrobatic skydiver, skier, marathon runner, and paraglider. Now they're going to ask who is an acrobatic skydiver, skier, marathon runner, and paraglider. The answers could be Lori Pierce, Eric Weinheimer, Rachel,
Okay, the people are Lori Pierce, Eric Weinheimer, Rachel,
Scordis,
or Tom Sullivan.
What do you think the answer might be?
The question is, blank is an acrobatic skydiver, skier, marathon runner, and paraglider.
And these are blind people. Okay, so what blind person would be that?
Lori Pierce, Eric Weinmeier, Rachel Scdoris.
Scdoris.
Okay, or Tom Sullivan.
I think...
Don't say the... You guys, don't say it out loud.
It's not for you. It's for only one person.
Front row.
It's not there. It's on the top. No, it says it this way.
I got the answer.
Okay, what is the answer?
Eric.
That's correct.
Yay!
Okay, so Karen's next. Okay, Karen, your question. Why did Ray Charles always stay at the Holiday Inn? A, inexpensive. B, all alike. C, great food. Or D, they're everywhere.
Great food?
That's a tricky one.
Great food?
Is that your answer, Karen?
No.
Okay. I was just...
Oh, doesn't matter if you're wrong, you know. It's just for fun.
What were the choices again?
The choices are inexpensive, all alike, great food, or they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Okay. The answer is they're all alike.
Oh, okay, sorry. Get some jelly beans. Sorry.
Oh,
good try.
You
getting this right here?
Okay,
so she's
yeah, but she didn't get out.
When you get out, you get jelly beans.
Okay, what's your name?
Brian's next.
Oh, weird.
Okay, so when you get out, you get a candy, okay, guys? That's what I...
Okay.
All right. One important goal Helen Keller did not achieve to her satisfaction was A, learning to speak with a clear voice, B, fear of large audience, C, being independent, D, learning to be a great teacher.
B, fear of a large audience.
It was, sorry, A, learning to speak with a clear voice. Good try.
Nice try.
That's okay.
Awesome. Andy, it's all in fun. Andy?
Andy.
Yeah. Okay, you can read the next
one. Andy.
I have a sling on, so I can't stand up.
All right, your question. What was the name of the first seeing eye dog in America?
Oh, why?
Yeah. Buddy, lady, honey, or partner?
Buddy.
Buddy.
That's correct.
That's right. Yay!
Buddy.
Okay, Morgan's next.
Okay, Morgan. Louis Braille's father was A, musician, B, blacksmith, C, harness maker, or D, baker?
Blacksmith?
No, wrong. Sorry, you get some jelly beans, though.
Good try.
The next person's going to answer it. The next person is next. Al? He's a good Braille reader. What do you mean? Al Gill?
Do I get the same question?
You're a Braille reader.
You're a Braille reader.
You have to answer the Braille questions.
How are you doing up there?
You're going to be in the next contest because you're a good Braille reader.
Oh, that's okay. Just go ahead and stay there. Then.
So we're back to Kimberly then.
Back to Kimberly. Louis Braille's father was A, musician, B, blacksmith, C, harness maker, or B, a baker?
Harness maker.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. We're back to Andy.
Andy, your question. Who married his sweetheart on Mount Kilimanjaro? A, Eric Weinmeier. B, Andrea Bocelli. Sorry. C, Tom Sullivan. D, Ray Charles.
A, Weinheimer.
If I can find it, that would be helpful.
It's on the very right, Egypt.
Yeah, and it's... Oh, yes, it is correct.
Yay! Okay.
1 second.
Who's next?
1 second. Hold on.
What's up?
Okay, we have one last contestant coming in.
Hey!
Okay, that's fine.
So Rustem is our next one.
Okay.
Rustem. Rustem.
All right. Rustem.
Have a seat,
anyone,
for sure, Rustem.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Who went on an adventure in his neighborhood eating stale donuts out of a garbage can when he was little?
I love that one.
The answers are Stevie Wonder, Tom Sullivan, Eric Weinmeier, and Andrea Bocelli.
Stevie Wonder?
Tom Sullivan.
Oh,
that's okay.
That's okay.
There
you go.
You
get some jelly.
Isn't that funny?
Okay, we're back to Kimberly now.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Kimberly.
Yes.
Louis Braille was blank before going to the Royal Institute for Blind Youth. A. Always sick. B. Always in trouble. C. Lonely. Or D. Popular.
Can you read the
choices?
Yes.
Always sick. Always in trouble. Lonely or popular. The question was yes.
He was.
You guys.
Guys.
Except for Kimberly.
Let the contestant answer the question.
Okay. I think he was lonely.
That is correct.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, we're back to Andy.
Here we go. What does Rachel use while racing so she knows what's happening? What does Rachel use while racing so she knows what's happening? Okay, a monocular, a sonic guide, a GPS system, or a visual interpreter? I think she does the Iditarod.
She runs the Iditarod.
Yes.
With sled dogs and stuff.
Dog sled running.
Oh, dogs?
Yeah. Racing.
That makes big difference.
You want to hear the choices again?
Yeah.
The choices are, she uses a monocular, a sonic guide, a GPS system, or a visual interpreter.
Original name.
Oh.
Kiss, Gale, Gala, or name was always Buddy.
For the dog?
Yes.
Oh. Let's see. Dog.
Okay, that is not correct.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute. Let's see if Andy can answer. Let's see what Andy can answer.
Andy?
Was it only them two?
What was Buddy's original name? Kiss, Gale, or Gala?
Can I ask if this dog was a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
I don't know
if it makes a difference.
It could be either one. It was fixed.
Would you name a boy any of those names?
I would. Okay, wait. What was the other two?
Kiss, Gale, Gala.
I think Gala's
boring. Gala?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That is not correct.
Okay, so you both didn't know the question.
Yep.
Okay, back
the
to
answer was Kiss.
Oh.
Okay. So you both get another question.
Yeah.
And that one was a tough one.
That was difficult. Yeah.
That was a difficult.
Yeah, these aren't easy. This is just for fun. That was a hard question. Okay.
Kimberly.
Louis Braille was the youngest of how many children?
Oh. What?
8, 6, 2, or 4?
Uh,
Louis Braille was the youngest of how many children? 8, 6, 2, or 4?
Let's see.
I
think possibly out of 4.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Andy.
I
would have
said 6 because they always start off the kids.
Alrighty. Who helped get a law passed so seeing eye dogs could go any place their blind partners go? Tom Sullivan, Eric Weinmeier, Morris Frank, or Rachel Skidoris? Is that your guess?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yay.
Morris Frank.
Morris Frank.
Yay, back to Kimberly.
Wow. Two-sided people just go
well done.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Morris Frank.
All right. Kimberly.
Yes.
Tom Sullivan was, okay, A, blinded by an accident playing with firecrackers. B, blinded by glaucoma. C, blinded in an automobile accident. D, born blind because of prematurity. Yeah.
They don't have to tell you
blinded
by birds.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah, back to Andy.
That's
right.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
So you guys are awesome.
Yeah, you are. You guys are fun. Isn't this fun, Kyla?
Yeah.
All right. I helped get a law pass. Wait a minute. Never mind.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
Sorry, it's a repeat question. That you just
yeah,
answered.
Sometimes
yeah,
a repeat.
Sometimes
it's
repeat
different
way,
words
yeah.
that she does that.
Oh.
No.
Another repeat.
I'll do it. Pick one from like maybe the middle of the pile.
Oh, here we go.
I got one. Okay.
Where was Louis Braille born?
Oh, that's a good one.
Couvray, Paris, Milan, or Venice? Couvray?
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Paris.
Okay.
Probably wrong.
That is actually not correct.
Okay. It's Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Yes.
Oh.
Kimberly's got to get it right.
Is where was Louis Braille born? The remaining choices are Couvray, Milan, and Venice.
Venice?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. That's incorrect. The answer is Couvray.
Yes, that was right.
Where is that?
Couvray,
France.
I knew.
Yeah, you had that.
You did have that.
What job did Morris Frank do?
Okay.
A, he was a door-to-door insurance salesman. B, he was a chef. C, massage therapist, sorry. Massage therapist. And D, a piano tuner.
And this is Andy's question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wait, can you repeat that? Who part?
Actually,
Morris Frank.
It's what job
Morris
did
Frank.
Morris Frank do? It was a door-to-door insurance salesman, a chef, a massage therapist, or a piano tuner?
With
what?
Piano tuner.
Nope.
No.
Kimberly?
Yes.
What job did Morris Frank do? Was he a door-to-door insurance salesman? Was he a chef or a massage therapist? We know he wasn't a piano tuner.
Let's see. That was great. My chef. He was blind, so I'm a chef therapist.
Good guess. yes, but that wasn't the right one. So we still both in it. Okay. He was the door to door insurance salesman.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's interesting.
Dave, back to Andy.
How long was Lewis Braille's school day?
Wow. Oh wow.
8 hours, 15 hours, 10 hours, or 12 hours?
Oh. 15 hours.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Kimberly.
Yeah, that one's
Tom Sullivan was invited to compete in the Olympics as a champion. A. Swimmer. B. Boxer. C. Wrestler. D. Skier. No.
Andy?
Okay, Andy.
Do you want to hear the question again? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Sullivan was invited to compete in the Olympics as a champion. A. Swimmer. B. Boxer. C. Wrestler.
That's it.
Yes, you're right. Good job,
Andy.
Good job.
Wow. Yeah. Excellent job, you two.
Our first category.
Oh. Thank you guys. Thank you. Good job.
Woo!
All of you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Woo! All right. So if you guys can move back and we can have the very beginning Braille people. Do we have any very beginners here? Or do we have mostly advanced?
Do we have any beginners?
Stand up if you're a beginner. Do we have any beginners? No? I think intermediate can go with advanced, pretty much.
I think so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Fine. Are you taking your own risk then?
They're all advanced? Okay, good.
Okay, so then we just want the advanced.
We'll just do advanced.
Okay, so right. Advanced Braille readers.
All the advanced who want to compete are going to fill up the first two or three rows, whatever. All
right, those who know Braille.
Everybody
who
knows Braille and would like to compete.
Oh, that's good.
Come on up.
Those who know Braille, stand up. And who want to participate? Okay. Yeah. Those who know Braille, come forward and fill up the first row, and then
we'll fill up the second row. And when you get set up, I'm going to explain. That was awesome. She gave this to us. It's good to learn some new facts every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of good to learn some new facts.
The
first and second row.
Yeah, there's a seat
right there. And then we'll do
Okay, we got 5, 10, 14
people.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, let me explain the rules of the game. Okay, I am either Alina or I will give you a word. We will spell it out. When you spell the word to us, when you say the word to us, you say the word, and then you tell us how would you write it in Braille. For instance, if the word is letter, you would say, we would spell it to you, L-E-T-T-E-R. And then you're going to say letter, L-R, letter. Okay, when you say your last, when you say the word the last time, that means you're done with your answer.
And then we're going to spell it.
But if you have a contraction in the word, like A-T-I-O-N or S-T or T-I-O-N, you need to say sign after that. Like, for instance, if I'm going to give you the word stand, you're going to say stand. I'm going to spell it to you, and the spelling is S-T-A-N-D. And when you give it to me, you're going to say stand, and then you're going to say S-T sign, A-N-D sign, stand. Okay, so if you don't say sign, you're wrong, okay? If you don't say sign when you need a sign, you're wrong, because I don't know if you know that or not. Okay.
Do you need to say the dots or anything?
No.
We might ask for clarification once in a while if you want to know, but you don't have to always do that. But you do have to say sign. If you don't say sign, you're going to be out, because that's the only way we're going to get people out, I think. and I think if you don't say sign, it is wrong, because it's not. You don't know if you mean sign or not. Okay.
Right.
But if you don't say the word the last time, you still have a chance to go back and repeat yourself. So that last time you say the word, that's your final answer. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Any questions? Isn't this kind of fun?
Yeah.
I like it too. Woo. I think we should use our brains a little more often.
Right.
That's it.
Right in the second row on the left side are here. What's your name?
Megan.
Let me start with Megan.
Oh, volunteer. Okay. So, Megan's word is... Okay. Teacup. T-E-A-C-U-P.
T-E-A-C-U-P.
If you finish, say the word.
Teacup. Correct.
Yay, good job.
Okay. And who's next to you, Trudy? Who?
Chloe.
So close.
Alright. Okay, I'll just do this.
You can do this.
Okay.
So I can pass the
book. Yeah. Let's do teardrop. T-E-A-R-D-R-O-P.
I'm sorry,
that's not correct.
Okay, the next person
will get one. Good try. Okay, so Trudy?
Teardrop.
T-E-A-R-D-R-O-P.
You didn't say sign.
I'll try.
We'll go either.
Yeah, next person?
Okay, so what's your name?
Jim.
Teardrop. T-E-A-R-D-R-O-P.
You don't know? You want to give it a try?
I'm in there. I was actually bringing the beginner. I was standing up for the beginner.
Oh, no.
We're gonna give you an easier word because he did want the word little.
Do you know how to do that in contracted Braille, Jim?
No.
Okay. Hold on.
He doesn't
know
contracted.
So, how much Braille do you know?
How do you write the word but?
I don't know the contractions.
Oh.
You don't know
anything.
Okay.
What dots would you use to write the let's do the word cab, C-A-B. What dots would you use to write cab?
Cab. C would be 1-4.
Right.
One.
Yeah.
1-2.
Yes. Yeah.
Teardrop.
Yeah.
Teardrop. So you're back to teardrop. T E A R D R O P.
I think it's gonna be T E A R sign D R O P teardrop.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Michelle is next.
Michelle. Your
give
word.
Her a hard one, no kidding. Give her a fairly easy one.
Give her a moderate one.
Moderate one?
I'd like to give her a hard time.
Let's see. How about offer? O-F-F-E-R.
O-F. Sign F.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Anthony.
Oh, okay. All right. Your word is seedless. S E E D L E S S.
S E E D sign L E S S. Seedless.
Yes, and what is the L E S S sign?
Pardon?
What is the L E S S sign?
Contraction.
Yeah, what is
yes,
it?
Yes, that's correct.
What are the dots? Yeah, we might ask for clarification on some of the signs.
Oh, okay. It's
dot
4-6-S.
Right.
Yay!
Sorry. Eric.
Okay.
Eric.
Come on,
baby.
How's his...
All
right.
How's your bro, Eric? Is it
really good?
Intermediate.
He said intermediate.
Okay. How about... without. W-I-T-H-O-U-T.
With sign.
Right.
O-U sign T. Without.
There you go.
Yeah.
Artist.
Okay, an artist.
Artist. Give her a black belt word. All right. It's all in fun, artist.
All right. Artist, your word is... complimentary. C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y.
Okay. Would be C-O-M sign, P-L-I... M-E-N-T sign, A-R sign, Y.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So what's your name?
Linda's next.
Oh, Linda, you know. You're pretty good too, right?
No
take it. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
She knows me. All
right. Yeah, Linda's. Let's see. Knowledgeable.
Kate,
okay.
I know you got it in you.
You're gonna get me on a spelling infraction.
No, I'm gonna spell it for you. It's K N O W L E D G E A B L E.
And I want you guys to know the only reason we can spell these is because we have them in front of us.
That's
partially
true.
I know, most of them
know, but some of
them
don't. Knowledgeable is
Knowledgeable.
Yeah. No sign. That's
well,
not 5K.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There you go. L, E-D sign, G-E, A, B-L-E sign.
Good job.
That's correct.
Yes.
Awesome.
You guys are awesome. Woo!
So next is Al.
Oh, he's a good braille reader. Give him a tricky one. I say give him a tricky one because he knows his braille.
Look at the one I almost got out on.
Look at the one.
Receivership. R-E-C-E-I-V-E-R-S-H-I-P.
Receivership. Sign for receive, letter R, S-H sign, I-P.
Yes.
Yes.
Sam Doherty,
she's
Sam
Doherty
too.
Oh, yeah,
she's a good
Sam Doherty, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Severing.
Severing?
Yes.
S, a dot five, E, ever, sign, I-N-G sign.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Tuan's next.
He's good, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuan's good.
Yeah. Oh, what the heck? Wherever. Wherever. W H E R E V E R.
Oh.
Whoa.
You had to throw.
Okay, wherever. It's the where sign, the ER sign, and ever sign.
What's
ever.
The. You need to tell us what the.
No.
Clarify, please?
Yeah.
Tell us the signs.
Oh.
Clarify.
Oh, wherever? Oh,
yes.
Can you spell one more time, please?
W-H-E-R-E-V-E-R.
Whoa.
Just tell us the signs that you...
Yeah, tell us what you said, however, with the...
Dots.
Just say the little...
With the dots. Tell us the dots you use.
Oh, the dot?
Yeah.
The where sign, that is, let me see, that is dot, dot five and which, and then dot five and B.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Good try, Juan.
Okay.
Who's next?
Good try, though. Good
Yay.
Try.
Yay. Yay.
Lisa's next.
Lisa.
Lisa, how's your frail?
My frail's cool.
Oh, you're
okay.
The, you're secretary. What am
so
I doing?
You're next.
Wherever.
Wherever.
Spell it again for me?
No problem. W-H-E-R-E-V-E-R.
W-H
sign, E-R sign,
dot five,
E-R.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yay. Okay, we're back to Megan.
All right.
You guys are doing great.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys are awesome. Okay, let's get back to here. Wait. Oh, teacher. Oops.
That's okay.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't want to embarrass the teachers.
Let's do. I'm not saying words over here.
Yeah.
Southeast. Southeast. Sorry, that's a great try, though.
Good try. Good job. Okay, so Jim is next.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll take Southeast back to
Daniel. Yeah.
Okay. So Jim is next.
So
the word act.
Yeah.
It's spelled A-C-T, act.
A-C-T?
Give me the dots.
Yeah.
Dot one. 1-4. Act. T.
Yeah.
2-3-4-5
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Yay!
Good job.
Daniel,
Daniel
Southeast.
Southeast.
S-O-U-T-H-E-A-S-T.
I believe it is
S, O U sign, T H sign, D A sign, S T sign, southeast.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
Next
sorry.
Person.
Good try.
Michelle. Let me down, Michelle.
No pressure there.
No
Robin.
Pressure.
No, she has the best
one.
S O U sign T H sign E A S T sign.
That's correct.
My mind's blowing me again. What's your name again?
Anthony.
Anthony.
All right. Anthony.
No, as soon as I asked you, I remembered.
Go on the other one, Signorello.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Caution. C-A-U-T-I-O-N-E-D.
Cautioned?
Yes.
C-A-U-T-I-O-N sign. E-D sign.
That is correct.
Into
who? Oh, no, no one else has, though.
I know.
Most people have
tried.
Yay!
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 Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay!
Mistaken. M-I-S-T-A-K-I-N-G.
Mistaken.
Oh, mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Mistaken.
No, mistaken. Like, and then taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
M-I-S-T-A-K-E-N.
Yeah, no, it's not I-N-G. Well, we'll spell it.
M-I-S-T-A-K-E-N sign.
I'm sorry. That's a very, very good attempt.
Oh, I think I know what I missed.
Oh, good try.
Oh.
Good try.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's okay. You still get a consolation prize. Everybody gets something.
Who's next?
Artist. I want to say Argus.
Artist. Mistaken.
Okay. M I S T sign. A K E N sign.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That is okay.
Good try.
Okay, and
Linda.
What?
Okay, Linda.
Linda, mistaken.
Yeah. Mistaken. M-I-S-T-A-K-E-N sign. It's two syllables.
Yay!
Three syllables.
Al is next.
Al?
Yes.
Al. I'm going to run off and check some things for the
okay. Yeah.
Al, we're going to have fun. Namelessly.
Oh.
N-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-Y.
I'm sorry, would you spell that again?
N-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-Y. Namelessly.
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 Or
namelessly.
Yes. Namelessly.
Okay. Dot 5 N for name. Dot 4-6 S for less. L-Y. Namelessly.
That's correct.
There we go.
Sam Doherty is next.
Okay.
Ooh.
Fencer. F-E-N-C-E-R.
F-E-N-C-E-R.
I'm sorry, that's
incorrect.
That's incorrect. Very good try.
Thank you.
Yay.
Okay, it goes to Lisa.
Lisa, fencer.
Spell that again for me?
No problem. F-E-N-C-E-R. What are the dots you're using?
No,
okay.
Actually,
it's wrong.
Can I change that?
Yeah, she didn't say it, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, you can change it. Guys, remember to say your word after you're done, though.
F-E-N-C-E-R.
That's correct.
Yes.
Good job.
So we're back to Jim.
Jim, okay. Let's see. Jim, you know the entire alphabet, correct? You know the entire alphabet?
I do.
Okay, I was going to
say. I believe I do.
Jazz? Please give me the dots for the word jazz. J-A-Z-Z.
J-A-Z-Z.
J-A-Z-Z. Yes.
2-4-5-1-Z. Z. My head. It's 2-3-4-5-6. No,
you're too late.
I don't remember the Z.
Okay.
All right.
Good try.
Good try.
Good try.
Yay. 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 Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. He won. You won for the
category.
You win for the beginning Braille category.
Actually, you know what?
You know, let me trade you. This is the beginning category, okay?
You
can have both.
You can have both.
Okay, you can have both.
Yay!
I know.
That's okay. You're a beginner, and you
most people are either really good or whatnot. So,
but
you did awesome.
Woo! Okay, so Michelle is next.
I did a lot of Braille, but I'm not a reader.
Okay,
and I lost it.
That's all right.
Michelle,
let's do diseased. D-I-S. E-A-S-E-D. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony is next.
Anthony. Misunderstanding. M-I-S-U-N-D-E-R-S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G.
M-I-S, dot U for under, S-T sign, for S-T, A-N-D sign, for A-N-D, so I-N-G sign, for I-N-G, and misunderstanding.
Okay,
yes.
What, hold on, what dot did you use? You said dot U, which dot?
Oh, dot five.
Yes, okay.
Good job,
Linda.
Yay! Good job. Okay, Linda would be...
Next,
but she's not back yet, so we'll jump to Al.
Yeah.
I know, I'm looking. It's how it must be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Your word is musty. M-U-S-T-Y.
Musty.
Musty. M U. S-T sign,
Y. I'm sorry.
Is that your final answer?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Yes.
No, that's not correct.
Really?
Sorry.
No, it's not correct.
That is not correct.
Okay, Lisa.
Lisa? Yes.
Okay, M-S-T for
Matt
and
Y.
That
that's
is correct.
Right. Yes. That's a funny looking one. That is correct.
That is correct.
You just wanted to go together.
Okay, back to Michelle.
All right.
No, three. That's well, actually, four when Linda comes back.
Well,
she,
Linda,
yeah.
If
she gets back, yeah.
Let's see.
Which one? No, because we were doing that all together. Were they waiting for that?
Lingering. L-I-N-G-E-R-I-N-G. That's correct. What?
Okay.
There's been a, I guess.
Who was it? Did we do?
Somebody was, I guess, was Roy for an
intermediate. Oh.
We don't have an intermediate. We asked you some questions, though. We don't really have an intermediate.
Okay. Right. Who is it? What's
were they wanting you to do it? Andy or no?
Wait, Andy?
Oh.
Okay.
What?
They don't want to move.
Well, we really don't, you know, we had a category for all Braille or no, hardly a very beginner, and then we had sighted people that don't have any Braille. So if you want to join in, this would be your category for intermediate. We'll give you an easier word. But.
Yeah, that's what we
okay.
We incorporated Jim into the.
We incorporated Jim into this one too.
So
they
if
can
you
do
wanted
that.
To do it, we can add you in real fast. Yes? No? Okay, so what's your name? What is it?
That's Connie.
Connie?
Oh, Connie, you know.
Yeah,
okay. You'll know this. Okay.
What is.
Do, okay, do like,
little? Or like.
No,
wait, did we skip Anthony?
No, where are we?
Because we did Michelle.
You're gonna continue
this
road,
and then we'll do Connie.
All right, so we'll do
Anthony. We'll do you first.
Anthony, your word is can't.
Can't.
C-A-N'T.
C-A-N sign. Apostrophe.
What's the C-A-N sign?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So you could just say
sign. Because C is, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So you did good.
You did fine. That's right.
Okay.
For the record, for things like that, you could say like C apostrophe T. And you'd be good, just for clarification.
So then, Connie, how about the word above?
Yes.
Well
done.
Joy.
Joy.
Joy's next.
Oh, okay. How's your Braille?
Okay.
Like, do you know your, okay.
Are you intermediate or you know good Braille?
You know,
read a lot? Okay.
She knows Braille.
Braille. Okay.
She knows
Braille.
Braille.
Okay.
Okay. Cancerous.
Cancerous.
That's correct.
Yeah. Excellent.
Another Connie.
You use Braille a lot, Connie?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. This is just for fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay, so it's dot by E outside forever. Y dot by W H where.
That is correct.
Right on.
Yeah. Timer.
Okay, dot 5TR.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, back to Michelle.
Michelle, your word is combing. C-O-M-B-I-N-G. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so we're to Anthony.
Astounding.
Okay.
All right.
Astounding.
A-S-T-O-U-N-D-I-N-G.
A-S-T sign. Dot 4-6-D for O-U-N-D.
This one. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
I have to use the restroom.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
So we're back to Connie.
Connie, I'm going to give you.
Yes.
Friendly. That's Connie.
Yeah, the first
yeah.
Connie.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome, Connie.
Who's next to Connie again?
Joy.
Joy.
Mustn't. M-U-S-T-N apostrophe T. Great try, and
no,
not
sorry.
Correct. Sorry.
Good try, then.
Great try.
Awesome.
And
we're back to the next second
Connie.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Right on.
Okay, we're up here to Lisa already.
Lisa. Oh, well, I might be partook. P A R T O O K.
P A R sign T O O K.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, we're back to Michelle.
The front
oh,
is the level.
Okay, yeah.
These are black.
Level four, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Whereupon. W H E R E U P O N.
Dot five.
That's
yes.
Correct.
Yes. Let's see. Let's do
oh,
the word great.
Great.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, she's.
She was on. No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Second one. Okay.
Yeah.
Thoughtfulness.
Oh, this is a good one.
T H O U G H T F U L N E S S.
A S T sign
Sorry.
Sorry.
Good try. Awesome.
That was to you, Anthony.
You're awesome.
Anthony is
astringent.
A-S-T-R-I-N-G-E-N-T.
A-S-T sign, R-I-N-G sign, E-N sign, T.
Yes.
Correct.
What are
okay. We're
to the first Connie.
The first.
Or Connie and Red, should I say.
Connie and White, or second Connie. We've got belittled. B-E-L-I-T-T-L-E-D. Belittled.
Yeah. It's a tricky one, huh?
It is.
I just thought.
Lower B.
Okay, I'm going to go through this anyway. F-E-M, I-N sign. I-N sign again. Dot 5-6 Y for I-N-G.
Correct!
Good job, Anthony.
Okay. How many do we have left?
We have three, and we're just going to have Linda B. get a constellation
prize.
She has to come back.
Oh,
yeah. So Connie, Connie 2 and Anthony, and that's it.
Okay. Connie 1. The word is going to be blindness.
Ooh.
Blindness.
Blindness. Oh,
yeah.
Blind. 5-6
S for
yes. That's correct.
Yes.
Who's next?
Connie 2.
Connie 2?
Yes.
Connie and White.
Okay. Ooh, aesthetics. E S T H E T I C S.
Okay, it's E S T H E sign S.
Got it. Oh, heads up.
Yeah, say it again.
E-S-T-E-S-T-S-I-N-I-C-S.
No, I'm sorry.
Good try.
Good try.
Aesthetic, Anthony.
Okay.
Okay, the spelling again.
Estheticis.
Aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
Spelling of the word again.
Okay. E S T H E T I C S.
Okay. E E S T H E sign. T I C S.
Correct.
So we only have two. You and Connie, right?
Yep.
So they both get prizes because it's both.
They both win for their category.
Different levels of both. So give. Give one of them some chocolate and one of them some.
Oh, I have two trail mixes.
Oh, you have two trail mixes? Okay. Give each one of those trail mixes and a jelly bean.
Okay.
And you guys, did you like that? Was
I
it okay?
It was really fun.
I'm glad it was fun.
Yay.
It was fun for us.
It was fun for us.
Thank you so much for participating.
Yes.
Question for those who are also in the audience who didn't participate. We do have a few extra prizes.
Oh, yeah, give us some jelly beans.
Yeah.
Rick, stand up if you didn't. Get one
if you
because
were watching,
if you were watching.
You were so patiently waiting that you get the prize.
If you were waiting and watching in the audience, stand up so you guys can get a prize because you guys are.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. They're not big deal prizes. They're just jelly beans. But the Easter Bunny said you all get one. And thank you so much for letting the education community join you.
Thank you for all of
this. That was a very neat project.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Yes, it was okay.
Yes, I do.
You are beautiful. We use our brains very smoothly.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mom?
Oh,
I'll give those to you.
Well.
It was fun. It was about knowing each other better. It's about having a good time.
Yeah, that's
and using our brains a little bit. That's what, and you know what? I would have got some of those wrong, too, if I knew the
yeah,
wrong.
You know what?
If I had to, I could grow my brain and fuck Ruth Dean.
No, that's cheating.
I understand. That's like she made a comment to me. She said, you need to start reading again, Jim.
Yeah.
Because you were one of my tutors for another student.
You should keep reading. Your braille is good. You should keep using it. You don't want to lose what you have.
I taught after Ruth Dean retired.
I've never been a reader. Even when I could see from my 27 years of life, I was never
so
a reader.
Oh.
I understand, but I was never a reader. I couldn't even spell.
And then
I go,
I was worried about the two lion signs in a row. That's what I was worried about.
Oh.
Well, that's actually correct.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to use thought about it. Oh, two back to back.
I thought about it. I said, you know, it's got to be Ray.
Yeah.
What is one? One? The one IN sign or two IN signs back to back?
Or two in a row.
Two in a row. So you can do the IN sign two times?
Yes.
In a row.
Yes.
Okay.
And ITY.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah, it was tricky.
All right.
All right. Well,
ready?
Go out and
loop my lungs. Yes.
Salute your lungs.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go through the job.
Thank you much.
Thank you. That was fun.
Good seeing you.
You too.
And I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Finished up?
Yeah.